We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the Keepersall Estates Restaurant and Winery, East Texas Destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. A normal person might ask, if you're thinking about running for president, and if you know that you are already heavily laden with baggage, and if you know your opposition will almost literally look under every pebble on the beach for any kind of gotcha they can find, why on earth would you serve up a big one by behaving in such a way as to be certain that it looks like you're trying to hide something? We are, of course, speaking of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and the answer to the question is, Hillary is about as far from a normal person as you can get and still be in this solar system. My first up-close experience with Hillary Clinton occurred in the nether regions of what was then called the Fleet Center in Boston, home of the 2004 Democratic National Convention. Radio Row had been set up in an area that also happened to comprise the secure pathway into and out of the building for Democrat bigwigs. Hillary had just given an interview to one of the radio stations on Radio Row, and judging from the flames shooting out of her ears and nostrils when it was over, it apparently did not go well. Mrs. Clinton pulled her assistant off to the side, where she imagined that nobody was watching, and brought down upon that poor young woman the very hammers of hell. I don't know what made Mrs. Clinton mad. Evidently, the interviewer had dared to ask her something that she did not wish to be asked. And when it comes to the Clintons, that consists of a very long list of topics. But what did Hillary think was going to happen? It was Radio Row, and not today's hottest hits together with yesterday's favorites, but talk radio. As a species, talk radio hosts live to ask people like Hillary Clinton tough questions. That she was nevertheless so taken aback made clear that Hillary Clinton thinks that she is somehow exempt. You have no right to ask. Rules and conventions apply only to little people. Hillary Clinton is the very embodiment of the nouveau ruling class that is taking over government at every level. Her email was on a server that she owned and controlled rather than on the State Department system for one reason, and for one reason only, to avoid, to the greatest extent possible, having to ever answer inconvenient questions. She was astonishingly open about it. The domain was very clearly at Clinton email rather than at state.gov, and thus obviously not a government system. But she didn't care. The rules don't apply if your last name is Clinton, and Hillary is comfortable with that. Thus, we can know that if Hillary Clinton is ever elected president, she will not see herself as our elected servant. She, to a frightening and astonishing degree, will look down upon us as mere vassals. Not by a long shot, what the founders had in mind. That's my word, what's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter. At Paul Gleiser. I always recommend visiting the Keepersall Winery because it is such a pleasant way to pass the time and relax on an afternoon. The tasting room is warm and inviting. The patio overlooks the rolling Keepersall vineyard that is reminiscent of the European countryside. It's a great place to take your spouse or a friend for some relaxed conversation and maybe a light meat and cheese tray European-style lunch. And of course, you can try any wine in the Keepersall collection. Tell them I sent you. The nominal $1 tasting fee is on me. But if you just can't get there because of a full calendar, you can still enjoy Keepersall wines. That's because you'll find the best wines from the Keepersall collection at Fresh by Brookshire's and on the Old Jacksonville Highway. That's Fresh by Brookshire's on the Old Jacksonville Highway and in neighborhood Brookshire stores all over East Texas. Either way, at the winery or when you shop at Brookshire's, you'll be supporting a family-owned business that lives, works, and invests right here in East Texas. The Keepersall Winery goes south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge, a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at keepersall.com.